Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RTE.ie is the very simple email from anywhere in the world. Now, Chartered Accountants Ireland, they are an organisation. They're set up by Royal Charter well over 100 years ago. They basically have to franchise in Ireland for examining and deciding and regulating chartered accountants. And as you may know, chartered accountants run many, many, many of the top companies in Ireland. And Chartered Accountants Ireland on their website say, make sure your accountant is a chartered accountant. And if you look at the who's who, they say we 29,500 influential members of Chartered Accountants Ireland throughout the globe. The role is to educate, represent and support our members. Our members work in senior positions in practice and industry. Now, the last time, I suppose, in a big way, that Chartered Accountants Ireland was in the news was in connection with David Drum, Sean Fitzpatrick, William McAteer. They were all the senior people in Anglo-Irish Bank. They were all chartered accountants. And eventually, after the bank cost us $64 billion, and I know Naaman would say it's $34 billion, they were excluded from membership as recently as 2019. By the time it actually got to Chartered Accountants Ireland, they were excluded from membership of Chartered Accountants Ireland. Now, you do exams, and apparently they're extraordinarily difficult exams, as they should be, because you're dealing with a very, very important aspect of business. As we discovered, it's the bank, Anglo-Irish Bank, that brought this economy to its knees and has led to intergenerational immiseration, which will go on for many, many a long year, obviously. It was intergenerational. Led by three chartered accountants. Michael, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you getting on?
Now, Michael, first of all, I think you're very brave speaking out, because I've been told about this, and we got calls about this fiasco on Saturday, yesterday, and a number of people said to us, now, they could be misplaced. They're saying, I don't want to go public because I want to become a chartered accountant, and I don't want to be seen to be criticising Chartered Accountants Ireland, who are the only people in Ireland that can decide if I become a chartered accountant. What happened on Saturday, Michael?
Well, first of all, thanks, Joe, for having me on. Yeah. And with regards to the other things you kind of led into it, my issue is primarily the exam. So on Saturday we sat an exam, or okay, we were meant to at the very least. It is to represent 15% of the final exam, which takes place in August.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, as everything these days, all online.
Yeah.
And you know, there's about 11, somewhere between 11 and 1,200 people sitting it.
Wow.
And there was a lot of kind of technical issues. You know, people couldn't get into the exam. I was lucky enough, I was booted out of the exam for maybe 10, 15 minutes, which when you're watching the timer countdown can be very stressful. It's very distressing event. And some people were locked out for about 50 minutes. Well, I believe some people, I don't think, actually got in. And we received an email while some people were still sitting the exam that the exam had been abandoned.
Do you mean abandoned to be resat or scrapped completely?
Well, the initial communication we got was that the exam was to be abandoned. And we received further confirmation yesterday that this exam has been, there will be no resit. And it will be the exam in August will be counted for 100% of the final exam.
Wow. So the exam, the subject on Saturday was what? The aspect of chartered accountancy was what?
It would have been financial reporting.
Okay, really?
Financial reporting.
Well, again, pretty important in given what we've been through in the last 20 years about accurate financial reporting and ethics and above all, the ability to do it properly. So if my best subject was financial reporting, and I've been studying, you study for a year. It's over a series of years, isn't it, to become a chartered accountant?
Yeah. You go through your undergrad. I did a master's. And just for context on this exam, like I started studying, like a lot of my colleagues now, we started studying in early January. I would have been studying either before or after work, maybe for anywhere between 40 minutes and an hour and a half, almost every day, maybe by Friday. I would study every Saturday then, and more Sundays.
So they've when did they decide to abandon it completely? In other words, all your they've no way of measuring how good this year's exam class are, 1,200 or otherwise are on financial statements, because the whole thing was just thrown in the bin.
Well, the final exam typically has about 15 of the 85% relating to financial reporting, so it would only be that portion. Yeah, and it was. I suppose abandoned. I understand it was a difficult position for them to take. I am sympathetic towards that, but it's a difficult position to be in as well.
Yeah, no, we have a long. I've just been handed this long, long statement from Charter. Would they not like? There's enough of them in there. They say they're brilliant, brilliant people, which I'm sure they are. Make sure you're accounted as a chartered accountant. Have they all taken a vow of silence? If I get a break, I'll try and. Do an exam on that topic, press statement they've just sent in. The program's called Liveline for a reason, and it's to try and let people. This story has not been in the public domain. One of the reasons is people we discovered yesterday when they phoned us were too nervous, because Chartered Accountants Ireland have the monopoly on who becomes a chartered accountant. Now, could I make an analogy, Michael? And it's the Leaving Cert. And I know, by the way, your final exams in Chartered Accountants are much more important in terms of your career and your qualifications than your Leaving Cert, which is a general exam. But is it as if I went in to do an English in my Leaving Cert? And it's my best subject, by the way, And halfway through the exam, we're doing it online, halfway through the exam, it's abandoned. After it looks like things got difficult, I'm worried, I'm wondering, am I the only one that's having difficulties tech-wise? But then they say, no, we're not sitting, you're not going to sit the English exam again. Your Leaving Cert is going to be based on the other five or six subjects.
Yeah, no, that would be reasonable to say, but... I think on that, I think with COVID and everything like that, a lot of exceptional circumstances, have arisen that you wouldn't have thought of before. But to be honest, in terms of what happened on Saturday, spilled milk at this point, I'm not going to get those study hours back. But what I would like is for the summer exam and for all chartered exams that, you'd like to hope that nobody has to experience that. The thought that you were the only one having the issues.
Yeah.
Extremely distressing, and it was very upsetting. It means an awful lot when you're involved in it. You spend a lot of time, and there's a there's been a lot of tears over the last couple of days over it. Distressing.
Well, this is from Jill Farrelly, the PR and communications manager with Chartered Accountants Ireland. I'm just using one paragraph. We are committed to giving all students the opportunity to sit their forthcoming exams with confidence. And to ensuring that this unprecedented situation does not happen again. Pretty meaningless. For that reason, a decision has been taken to put aside the AR-FRP assessment and its contribution of 15% of the main exam of the year. That's pretty meaningful. A decision has been made to put aside Saturday's exam and its contribution of 15% of the main exam for this year. There will be no resit of Saturday's exam. For 2021, the main FAE core sitting in August will now represent 100% of the marks available. So there's no going back. They're saying you're right, it's scrapped, it's gone.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. That's very fair, Joe. And to be honest, they're in a difficult position. In a difficult position. But at the same time, I won't speak for you. I'm not a representative of anyone. Representing just myself here, but
do chartered accountant students who would be in their early mid 20s in the main, insofar as you can, and they're you're all invariably working, aren't you? And doing
I'm on my lunch break right now,
tell me if I'm wrong, right? And you have to study as well and do your exams. I don't think the work is extraordinarily well paid, and you are only, I know you're a trainee as such. But do you have a representative body of the students, or is it Chartered Accountants Ireland that represents you?
There is there is a student student union, but to be honest with you, like I'm not so much trying to look. I'm not like I'm coming in blood and thunder looking somebody to get pilloried here. Like what's done is done. To be completely honest, all I'm looking for personally is what happened. Why did it happen?
Okay.
And how can they guarantee us that such a thing doesn't happen again? You know, it's a very distressing event.
Yeah.
And look, again, there's no time machine. There's no nothing that can change that. We're just looking that it doesn't happen at
all. And as far as you know, Michael, did anyone actually, given that you're all sitting it online and a separate part of their website boasts of their brilliant online exam presence and lecture presence, which is fine. But do we know if anyone actually did complete the exam?
Oh, yeah.
Before it collapsed? Like,
a lot of us would have. You see, they stagger the start times. So from what I gather, a lot of the issues were from the earlier sittings of it. So like some people, like myself, finished it and would have been reasonably happy. We weren't discommoded massively, but some people were very, you know, extremely heavily impeded and probably wouldn't have finished it.
Yeah, but there, anyone who did finish it, that's their is their paper gone, by the way? Has it gone into the cloud? Will they ever be able to see their answers again?
We're not sure. They did mention in the statement that there, you know, might be some, like, because of the software issues on the day, maybe some corruption of data. So, but at the same time, if you mark some papers and not others, you have some people going in with more pressure than other people. And that's not fair either, you know?
Yeah, because absolutely.
You're looking for fairness, like.
And by the way, we're in the second year of the pandemic. Were last year's exams online? I presume they were.
They were, yeah. No, they did issues there as well, yeah.
Did they?
They did have issues with those exams.
Wow. Now they're blaming it. Sorry, they're saying that there was technical difficulties with the advanced application of financial reporting principles interim assessment worth 15% of the overall FAE core exam. So it's an important part. It could be the difference between passing and failing if you're good at it. They say our exam platform partner Cirrus, the issue was with them.
Yeah, that's the software that you do the exam on. I'd compare it to Microsoft Word or something like that. But, you know, just for, again, a personal point of view, I'd hope they really examine that for the summer. You know, I really hope they do.
And do you pay for the exam, by the way?
Well, you see, this is as part of the training contract. Your accounting firm would bear the cost and then the books and all this. And that's one thing I will say is that, like, at the support on the run up to the exam, you know, from the firm, from my own firm and the other firms, like, nobody has a complaint about that. Like, on the build up, they gave us adequate leave. You know, they put on workshops, got experts in to help us. Like, I thought they were really, really top notch, to be honest.
And by the way, is there any other way of becoming a chartered? You know, the way you can go to different teacher training colleges to become a primary teacher. Is there any other way of becoming a chartered accountant in Ireland without going through Chartered Accountants Ireland?
No, the way that works is that the accounting kind of profession is split into four bodies. You've got chartered accountants, certified, the CIMA for the management accounting, and
What's the difference? What is the difference between a chartered accountant and an accountant? Because chartered accountants say, make sure your accountant is a chartered. Are you more qualified?
Well, no, it's just to do with different specialisations, really. Like CIMA would deal with management accounting mainly. We would deal with mainly audits and signing off of financial statements. And
really
all
important.
Very boring.
Really important, isn't it? Isn't it really, really every big financial scandal in the world, from Enron to Anglo-Irish Bank, was about the lack of oversight and auditors becoming too cosy with their clients. But anyway, that's just a general point. So they're really, I'm saying, it's a really important job you're going to have.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. But I will say one thing, that since those scandals, there has been like a massive proof, and you can feel it in the firm. Even since I started a year and a half ago, like, the audit, it gets better as time goes on, you know. And hopefully, them scandals will be a thing of the past, really.
And I just see somebody sending me a message. Hi, Joe. I managed to finish the full exam with a few issues. I thought I did well, but was shocked to see that all my work is basically worthless.
Yeah, yeah. It's a strange feeling of, like, I had a similar kind of a feeling. You finished the exam, you thought you did quite well, even though it was very kind of upsetting and distressing. Yeah. You finish the exam, you check your emails and see that it's been abandoned. You know, it's like you play a cup final and the final whistle goes, it was a difficult match, and then they've just postponed it, you know.
And Michael, had you, when the glitches start appearing on the screen, have you any way of contacting the invigilators?
Oh, yeah, yeah, certainly, yeah, yeah. But, like, I sent them a message and I was in a queue of about 300 people because, wow, you know, the issues were so widespread, you know, like it's...
And when did you realise that all your work had gone down? No, by the way, your work will stand to you in your life anyway. No education is ever wasted. I take that point. I'm a great believer in that. But in terms of the exam and the validation and the verification, when did you realise that it was gone down the loo?
We were initially told in the email on Saturday, I think it was like 1.40, 1.45, so shortly after people were finishing or had just finished, and then we received further confirmation yesterday to the, I think, the statement that you read out there.
And that, when was that decision made that the whole exam was being abandoned and its contribution of 15% to your final results was being removed? In other words, everything is now riding on this last two exams. Is it one exam or two exams?
Two, yeah.
When did you realise that?
Well, they said that in the initial statement at 1.40, but to be honest with you, I still kind of held out hope that, you know, maybe that was an initial kind of blanket statement to, you know, because people were really upset, Joe. Like, I personally know people that flood the tears over it. And I think I kind of hoped that was a blanket statement to kind of, you know, kind of cool it down a bit, you know, and then they'd come out with, you know, an alternative, but or like a reset or something like that. But no, then we got further, like kind of 100% confirmation then yesterday evening that, like, that exam, you know, they'd made the tough decision, admittingly, to void it.
It counts for naught. Absolutely. And now I'm told upstairs are two other students, same problem last summer with Chartered Accountants Ireland. John, good afternoon. Your daughter sat the exam.
That's correct, Joe. Thanks very much for having me on. Yes, my daughter did sit the exam. I'd just like to corroborate everything that your previous
Michael, by the way,
said.
Michael is not his real name.
Okay, well, everything he has said, it's a mirror image of what happened to my daughter. And again, she didn't come out of the exam until 3:45 in the afternoon. And then she saw a message on her phone, as you had already said, to say that the exam was not going to be upheld and that the next exam would be 100% of all the topics. And again, my daughter experienced this a year ago doing her CAP 2 exams as well on tax. So it did happen last year as well. And your speaker spoke about getting onto a chat line and there was 200 people in ahead of her. That was the very same with my own daughter when she was doing the exam this year, only on Saturday. She had difficulties halfway through the exam and she got onto the chat line and she was 200 in line.
Wow.
So
I just,
you know,
I cannot get a glimpse of the panic. I cannot get a glimpse of the panic.
My daughter was distraught. That's all I can say. There was no pacifying her and she couldn't believe that this had happened after all the study she had done, all the excess grinds she had attended and time taken from work, you know, 5 days of her holidays she had taken in order to study for the exam. And then this should happen.
And the fact that the whole exam is gone, it's not going to be reset. And the 15% that was going to that exam will become part of the final exam, not the subject.
That appears to be the case.
Yeah.
I don't know if one of the options had have been for anybody who sat the exam and completed it, that their exams could have been used and marked up as part of it. I don't see why that couldn't be the case. And if people then did decide to not take that option but to sit a final exam for 100%, well, so be it. But, you know, if you are particularly strong in this area, you would hope that you could maximise on the points of it.
And, Michael, what are the pass rates? How is it graded? What do I need to become a chartered accountant? What percentage do I need?
50% is the 50% would be the key number. Now, the pass rates kind of vary depending on the entry point. Like, if you're entering through the Big Four, you have a much higher pass rate than if you didn't, just because, in fairness, they give a lot more study leave than...
Okay, but still, the Big Four accountancy firms in Ireland. But what is the pass rate in the exam? Surely it's the same for everybody, the percentage.
Oh, yeah, the percentage you need to pass is 50.
It's 50? That's high.
It is, yeah, but in fairness, it's a high grade.
I understand that. But I'm saying in the Leaving Cert, it's 40 or less. You know, so in other words, if you don't get 50% in these exams, in the final exams, you cannot become a chartered accountant. You have to go again.
Yeah, you need to resit, yeah.
Okay. Barry Carney is in Limerick. We're talking about this exam. It hasn't been in the newspapers, but there's 1,200 people affected, run by Chartered Accountants Ireland, who have the franchise they've had from Royal Charter of deciding through exams and study who becomes a chartered accountant. And as I said earlier, some of the high flyers and main people, CEOs of companies are... A lot of them are chartered accountants. I also said that the most the prominent ones in recent years have been the three that they eventually threw out of Chartered Accountants Ireland. That was Sean Fitzpatrick, Anglo-Irish, David Drum, Anglo-Irish, Willie McAteer, Anglo-Irish. Barry Carney. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I didn't catch the very start of what the gentleman said, but what happened to me, and I know many others, was you have to onboard, so you need to prove who you are and give up ID and all that to the online. So you have an online invigilator watching what you're doing all the time.
Okay.
That went all successful for me. But as soon as I went into the exam, I noticed straight away, as many others did, because I've spoken to a lot of people about this, that the functionality was gone that we needed. Copy and paste function and things like that were completely gone, which meant that you weren't able to do the exam in the time allotted, because you needed to copy and paste and massive answer templates, which we would then have to write out. I was then kicked out of the exam twice for about 10 or 15 minutes. I tried to get through to Chartered on Saturday. There was no answer. I tried to get through to the online invigilator. I was on hold for 10 minutes. I'm not sure what number I was in the queue, but I know someone else I spoke to was number 674.
Good God.
This, you have to remember now, this was all going on while the exam time was ticking down.
While I'm panicking
would be an understatement now, Joe, to be honest. But yeah, while I'm panicking. So when I was out of the exam, I could actually see the exam time ticking down, but I just couldn't get in. So that happened twice. Eventually, I got onto someone in this online invigilator, and basically, they couldn't do anything because it wasn't... So there's an online invigilator, which seems to be separate from the software itself. So basically, I got nowhere. I was told afterwards then by... When I eventually finished the... Well, I didn't actually finish the exam because I didn't have enough time to finish it, obviously, because there was other glitches as well where you'd go on to the next question and your answer for the previous question would just disappear, which meant I had a mini heart attack every time I pressed next. And you then have to go back and check to make sure your answer was there. This was an issue because I know from last year, from a friend of mine who had that issue, who actually didn't have their answer. Their answer was completely wiped during part of a question one, which is about an hour and 50 to do. So he had half of it done and it was completely wiped. Now, you see, the problem I'm having, you see, at the moment is that these glitches are not new. As the gentleman, I think Michael, his name was, said, there was numerous issues last year. Mm-hmm. I personally was kicked out of two CAP 2 exams, which are the exams before the FE.
Now, just explain, Barry, in that use of that language, because people think when they say I was kicked out of an exam, I was looking into the answer paper of the fella next to me.
Yeah, no.
The system excluded you.
Excluded me from the exam for a period of time, and then you have to get back in and all this. Yeah, I mean, Yeah, no, I'm not. I wasn't kicked out. Yeah, sorry. My apologies.
No, but, apparently the Charter Council Ireland are saying there's no issue. There was no problem with the invigilators.
Well, I mean, there may not have been any problem with the invigilators in the sense of they don't. I'm not sure whether they particularly run the software, but they didn't. Well, they didn't. They didn't have any assistance or help for me. Chartered Accountants Ireland didn't answer their phone. So you can imagine panicking in a 15% exam, which has been described by lecturers and anyone I've spoken to as the hardest exam they've ever taken.
Wow.
I'm there panicking. 130 minutes is the time allotted, and it is just ticking down, and I am watching it here, and nothing is happening. And then I find out, when I eventually turned on my phone after the exam, I turned my Wi-Fi back on, because obviously we're not allowed to have any other tabs or anything open.
Okay. And how do they invigilate that, Barry?
Well, there's an online invigilator. So the onboarding process will, you take a photo of yourself and you give your driver's license or passport to make sure it's the right person. And there's a kind of a tab open at all times to make sure that you're not going into any other tabs and that they can see you all the time. Your speaker and your mic and your camera has to be there.
How do you know your father, who's a, not your father, how do you know your a friend of yours who's a chartered accountant isn't sitting under the desk?
Well, first of all, it's an open book exam anyway, for a start.
Okay, I understand.
The second thing is they will often ask you to look at the room. The first exam I did was, say, last year, I had to take my laptop and show them the room. That's not the issue. The issue is the glitches in the software and the lack of support on the day. That was my problem.
Okay, well that's well.
Then when I did eventually get through to Chartered afterwards, they basically said that they were under pressure and that the other invigilators were under pressure, which I can understand, but the planning should have been made for that, I would have thought.
Yeah. And Barry, was there did they abandon it because there was a possibility of people cheating?
They abandoned it, they told us, because of the technical issues with the third-party provider.
But if it's an open book exam, so there's no possibility of cheating, is there?
No, not really. No.
So they didn't abandon it because they said half of you could read the questions and the other half couldn't, and then you'd be contacting each other to give the answers. It's not like the Leaving Cert in that sense.
No. I mean, you can't do that because your phone. Yeah. You're being watched all the time. You can't do that. I mean, the reason was the technical glitch, and because so many people couldn't finish it. I mean, I didn't speak to anybody who had actually finished it, in terms of who didn't have any glitches. Yeah. Nobody I spoke to didn't have a glitch, so it would be unfair to have people who had more glitches than, you know, I mean, some people weren't able to get back into the exam at all.
Yeah,
I mean, so I understand the decision in terms of it needs to be fair. But part of my issue was, I mean, they sent out an email just after 1:30 on Saturday, and I was still doing the exam at this point.
Oh, for God's sake.
And
the email said that, by the way, not only is the exam abandoned, but the whole subject will not be part of your final percentage.
Yeah. Yeah, which I have to admit, I personally think myself that it may stand against us in terms of, you know, this is an issue now we've had that no other chartered accountants qualified have had before. So I don't know how they're going to get around that, but I mean, I don't know.
And Barry, I didn't get any instruction not to use your name. Can I use your name, your full name?
Pardon?
Can I use your full name on air?
Fair play to you. I've sent a chartered an email about this already, so they know.
I'm sure they're very fair. Well, the organisation is based on ethics and chartered accountants.
Oh, absolutely.
It's based on ethics and fairness. So there can't be any blowback.
It's not a case of, you know, calling anyone out. It's just a case of expressing what happened to me and many others I know, and anything can happen to anybody, and I understand that. It's just the lack of planning and forethought.
Well, if it happened before, which we're trying to establish, a number of people are telling us that it did happen before.
It did.
Yeah, well, then
it did. I can vouch for that.
This is not the first exam in the pandemic.
Yeah, it happened to me personally, okay. And it happened to others I know. So
okay, well, I'll take a break. Joe at rt.ie, 5 and 551 on my chance. Thanks, Barry.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
It began yesterday when we got one phone call, but the caller was extremely totally reluctant to go on air because they want to become a chartered accountant, and they were complaining about Chartered Accountants Ireland and how they organise a very important exam on Saturday, which basically collapsed. And the 15% out of the 100%, obviously, you need 50% to pass. The 15% that was allocated to Saturday's abandoned exam is gone. Everything now is riding on your ability at a completely different final exam. Mary, your son sat the exam on Saturday.
Yes, Joe, he did.
And how much of it did he get through?
He completed all of it, single bit of it.
And where is that paper now?
And exactly, where is it? It's just, you know, it just doesn't affect the student. And I know these are young adults His mother shouldn't be speaking for him, but it affected the whole household because he had been studying weeks beforehand while also keeping down his daytime job. And then he would say we all had to leave the house that morning for the couple of hours because, well, it was nicer for him to have the house quiet.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I don't understand why he should be penalised because they made a mistake. Like, in the Leaving Cert now, with the state exams, like, they can do the assessment, so you can sit it, or you can get the grade from your teacher.
Yeah.
So, I feel, in his case, and all of his colleagues who did complete it, that he was on the first group, that he should be able to, he should be able to take his percentage, whatever it is.
Okay. And Mary, did your son know, when he was up against the clock, you're battling the clock, did he know on Saturday that the exam was collapsing around him?
No. He knew there was a little glitch that about 5 minutes after he went into it, and maybe for 5 to 10 minutes he was out a bit, different things, but then he said off it went and he felt he did a good exam. He's not saying he'd ever get the 15%, but he did say he did a good exam.
Well, remember, you have to get 50% to pass.
Yeah, exactly. And he kind of felt this is great now because this will help me. Well, he felt himself until he saw social media having completed it, and he said it was just uproar.
And now, when did he realise it was gone completely, totally? No resit, nothing?
Oh, on Saturday evening then, everyone was over and back saying definitely no. Chartered accountants are saying no, they're not going to give the percentages, they're going to have it 100% in August. But then people were saying, his colleagues, come on, let's all email them. And then they made an official announcement. God, I'm not sure, was it Sunday or Monday? They made an official announcement to say the whole exam was scrapped.
And that's the one we've got now. For that reason, the decision has been taken to put aside the exam and its contribution of 15% of the main exam for this year. There will be no resit of Saturday's exam for 2021. The main FAE in August will now represent 100% of the marks available. The other thing, Mary, I am really conscious, and not just for Leaving Cert students this year, but for anyone doing exams in the middle of a pandemic, you don't have the camaraderie, the support of your fellow students and everything that goes along with that. You're working at home, you don't know whether you're ahead or behind or you're doing as much, except I know anyone that's studying to be a chartered accountant that I've known over the years, they work their guts out.
Yeah, they do.
So how is he today? Yeah, I know. How is he today?
I know he's grand, and he's a level-headed fella, but and they do work, and they decide to do that, and they choose to do that.
Yeah.
But the annoying part is the chartered accountants are not being held accountable for anything. They're just saying it's easy, just shove it under the table and we'll go for the 100%. What if people are going to struggle now in August and they were dependent on that 7 or 8% might get out of the 15?
Well, that 7 or 8 can get you from 43 to 51.
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned as a parent, looking at and what he was under the pressure of studying, it's not right. And we, people, when they're under pressure, anything can happen to people, and it's not fair.
But the other aspect of their statement is, I'm trying to find the line, did they use a word that was an unprecedented problem? And we're hearing that it wasn't. In other words, okay, it happened before.
Yes, yeah, I heard some of your callers saying that.
Yeah, but they say we to ensure that this unprecedented situation, there, it's clear in black and white, does not happen again. Robert, your point, please, Robert.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I would echo what Mary had said there. I think there's a real lack of accountability from Chartered's standpoint, and I think that is where the main issue for me lies.
Mm-hmm.
They said in that communication they're unprecedented, and I just don't believe that is true at all, because I actually sat a different set of chartered accountant exams last year.
Okay.
And used the exact same system, and there were a number of issues across the board on that system. I know colleagues who had to repeat four-hour examination because they were kicked out of the system due to a technical issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in their communications, like I said, there's just a lack of accountability on their part. They say there was a server issue, but there are also a number of other issues in the test itself, okay, in terms of a copy and paste function that they stressed heavily we should use and was included at the end of every single question. This then didn't work on the exam itself. There are also issues when you click the next button to view the next question, and the previous question remained on the screen. So I think there were many different issues in the exam that are basic fundamentals of an online exam that just weren't up to par. Okay. And I think that's where the issue for me lies, is now that the exam is 100% in August,
mm-hmm,
I don't really have any faith in the quality or the quality of the server that's used. I just don't think it's fit, mm-hmm, for the purpose, and that just gives a whole another level of stress. And
Robert, could they incorporate the section of the exam that was abandoned on Saturday? Could they incorporate that into the final exam, or is that a completely different exam?
Yeah. So what? Because I know once I've told people that the exam was cancelled, people then think, oh, well, at least you have that information learned now for August. But the issue is that it's a completely different format for the final exam in audit, in August, sorry. So the exam we were doing would be on journal entries and other aspects of the financial statements, whereas the exam in August is a case study. So it's a completely different principle. So everything that we have learned over the past couple of months, and there's obviously been a lot of effort, a lot of studying, a lot of stress and time spent into learning this information, and it just where that time could have been spent studying for the exam in August, which, as I said, is a completely different discipline and requires different skills and expertise.
Okay, we're getting lots of calls on this now. This brings, who said a few minutes ago, Chartered Accountants Ireland aren't being very accountable at the minute. Oliver, not your real name. Oliver, your point, please. You sat the exam, or had a go at sitting the exam.
Hey, Joe. So I would have taken these exams actually last year, August. And it's just hearing the guys kind of on the phone today about the issues they had. It's the exact same job last August, with, you know, outages during the exam, people having to repeat the exam 2 weeks later. I mean, it's not just, like, I guess you have to pay for your repeats. So if you fail, there's always that threat that you're going to have to shell out a few hundred quid for repeat exams. And there's also the added pressure of, if you fail, a lot of these training firms will sack you if you fail the exams.
Wow.
So imagine all that stress added onto this tech stuff. Now, we were guinea pigs, so we were the first year to do the online exams. And the communication, even from the Chartered Accounts Institute, was lacking. They wouldn't let us use external monitors. You got to remember, it's a 4.5-hour exam.
Okay.
And to be doing that, looking down at a laptop with the curved back, I mean, I don't know what it's based on. And I did, like, there's a very active Facebook group where we would have had to you know, voice our complaints, and there was a representative who would communicate with child accounts, but very lacking. We didn't know what it was based on, like any of the requirements, like weren't allowed to use external keyboards, external mouses and stuff. So it was just an absolute joke, to be honest.
And Oliver, tell me again, if I fail this exam for any reason, what, I have to repeat the year, do I? Or could be sacked from my...
So usually if the exam's in August and you fail it, you repeat in January, but you have to make a case to your firm.
Wow.
A business case that you should be able to stick around and do the repeat. And if you fail the repeat, it's pretty much game over. You'd be sacked. So it's just that financial stress about having to shout out a few hundred quid for a repeat. Plus, I might lose my job, might not be able to pay my rent. And add to that the tech issues. It's just an absolute disaster.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's really bad. But
okay. Sure, look. Okay. What do you see a solution to it, Oliver? Like, could why don't they just simply
For this exam, so this exam last year would have been done in person in an exam hall.
Okay.
I failed, but that was more down to me not studying as opposed to any tech issues. Okay. But I don't know. As far as the solution, I mean, it seems like all the providers are kind of lacking. I've heard of this issue, even people in universities abroad and stuff. It seems like just the tech issues can't be ironed out. But the idea that someone could have studied for weeks for that exam and it just counts for nothing is pretty shocking, like, to be honest. It's based on nothing.
Okay. How are you? Are you a chartered accountant, Oliver?
Pending the completion of my contract, yeah.
Good man.
And then there'd be like other stuff, like there's tax exams that can be done and stuff.
Okay.
And same job online, and if the Wi-Fi goes out or something, you're kind of up the creek. But
okay.
I guess that's just the way it is. It's going to have to be like that. There's no way we'll be back in exam halls anytime soon, you know. So.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, very extraordinarily stressful. I did not know that if you fail your exams, you could end up losing your job.
It's pretty shocking, yeah. But it's happened. I know close personal friends, former colleagues who got sacked for failing exams. Some of them, like, if you fail the first time, they might sack you. Or even if you fail your repeat, it's pretty much, as I said, game over. But
wow. Yeah. And is it still the four main companies the big four? Yeah. Okay. A quick break. There's loads more on this. I know people might regard it as they've never come across a chartered accountant in their lives and never met a chartered accountant in their life. But it's as I say, it didn't get any traction. Well, when we got a phone call yesterday, the individual involved was too nervous because Chartered Accountants Ireland decided through exams, but in fairness to a number of other people today, they think the organisation is fair, so that we know, well, there better not be any blowback for people who go public today. Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro, with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Still and still they come. Graham, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Yes, Joe at RT.ie. Saturday's exam, you were one of the first to start. Now, what happened?
So I just wanted to, I think most people I've called so far actually managed to complete the exam.
Oh, did they?
But,
okay.
So I just want to say that I had a terrible issue. So I got kicked out after basically 15 minutes.
In other words, you didn't get... Just
sorry, yeah, I got
that phrase.
Disconnected.
You weren't bold or anything.
No, you weren't.
You weren't like the fella who was caught cheating in at the metaphysical exam. He was caught looking into the soul of the other candidates sitting beside him. But anyway, no, you weren't cheating. Yeah. You were. It's technical issues that blocked you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it was technical issues. So I just I was basically waiting an hour to hour 45 minutes before I heard anything. So like I got onto the chat line and I was about 600 in the queue. I rang the exam team and they said to get onto the chat line, and if that doesn't work, email them. Mm-hmm. So I emailed them. And no response from that either. So I think it was about 11:15, And then I got the first email that everyone else got was at 1:15 before I heard anything. So I was basically sitting, staring at a screen, trying to press reconnect like over and over again for about two hours.
Panicking as the clock ticked away.
Yeah. Thinking it was my own issue because I hadn't heard anything. Thinking it was, you know, everyone else was doing their exam. So that's 15% gone down the drain for me. Mm. So I just wanted to say that. And then the email they sent kind of, they put the blame straight onto the third party.
Yeah, they say clearly it was their exam platform partner that had the issue, Cirrus. Students were alerted and advised that the exam had been terminated. When were you advised of the exam?
I think that was about 1:15, 1:20. And my exam started at 11. So it was 2 hours of panic before I heard anything from them.
And what was it? But it was just the subject itself. Did it take a lot of study? People are saying it did. And
yeah, no, it can, and it's a completely different type of exam to the ones that are going to be in August as well. So the study that we've done isn't going to be overly helpful for us, which isn't ideal. But I know I was probably studying about 6 a.m. kind of Monday to Thursday until work, and then maybe an hour or two in the evenings as well.
Wow. And I'm very conscious that you have to work as well. I don't know, are you paid an internship rate or are you paid a decent rate? Do you mind me asking, Graham?
It's nothing to write home about. Like, you're probably...
Okay. Are you allowed to work from home during the pandemic?
Yeah, no, I've been working from home since last March.
Okay. Helen, thanks, Graham. Stay listening. Helen, you completed the exam.
Not me, Joe. My son sat the exam and he actually finished it. And his point is he'd like to be marked in it. So just like the Leaving Cert students, could the Chartered Accountants of Ireland, could they not give the students the option to be marked and get your however much percentage out of the 15%?
Where is your son's exam paper gone?
I have no idea, Joe, and neither does he. And like Mary that was on earlier, a lot of study went into this, and the same as the other candidates, the exam window closed on him after 30 minutes, and it came back, cut out, came back, but he managed to complete it, and he submitted it.
Okay.
And he has sent 2 emails to the association stating his preference that he submitted his exam under difficult conditions, and he would like the option to be marked in it. And so far, he has heard no response. So the Leaving Cert is an important exam. Hmm. They are given the option this year. So I'm just putting it out there. Why can't these candidates have the option? You want to be marked out of this part of your exam? Go for it. Or if not, you receive the full part.
Could be our best subject. Could be our best part of the overall exam.
And the amount of study, of course, that went into it and all that. Now they're just saying, oh, you don't need that at all. Like, so why put it into the syllabus in the first place? So it's just, and the other point I just like to make is he's already now worrying for August. Will this happen again in August? You were going in sitting in exam. You know, it's just, it's part of the pandemic.
And the pass rate is 50%.
I know,
and that's what we're discovering through callers there. If you don't pass the exam, you can, it's not like the Leaving Cert. You can lose your job.
Exactly. You can resit it, but if you fail, then again.
And you can lose it. If you want to be a chartered accountant and you pass it and you pass the exam and you lose your job, I presume you've then got to go to another, try and get a job somewhere. If you want to pursue being a chartered accountant, you've got to try and get a job somewhere else, but maybe one of the other big four.
Oh, I'd say that would be quite difficult.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's a pretty important exam. Okay, Helen, how is he now? Like, They're all in work, working away.
They do work long. But that's just, I wanted that maybe, I don't know how many other people completed the exam, but maybe that's
and
not
how did he, did you ask him, how did he feel he did in the exam?
He wasn't happy with it. He didn't complete it as well, naturally. And like everything else, he's not going to get 15%. But he was happy with it and he submitted it and he would like to be marked. That's what he's saying, the option.
Helen, right. Still waiting on a spokesperson from Charters Accountant Ireland. Alan Pearce, Alan. Are you there, Alan?
I am, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're taking up this line, CAI, Chartered Accountants Ireland, saying it's beyond their control, unprecedented situation.
So what I would say, honestly, is basically that, as many other callers now at this stage have said, that it's not unprecedented. But for them to come out with a line saying that it was outside of their control, when anybody going onto the website, when you first download this platform to do the exam, can see, like, it's universally panned everywhere you go. It's getting 0-star, 1-star ratings. Okay. I think they need to take a bit of responsibility for the fact that they've employed this service. And to give the 100% for the summer exam now in August is, in essence, giving us all 50% for this exam. Now, 50%, if I'd got that on Saturday, like, I would have been very disappointed in that. So I think considering the responsibility lies with them for it, and if they don't want to put the effort into grading everybody, just the few people who got it finished, they should just be giving everybody 100% in it, in this one. Okay. So we've kept that 15 going into the summer.
Is there any other way out of it? Like I said, as I say, they've abandoned it completely. They said the 15% that was available for on Saturday going towards your 100%, going towards your 50%, which you need to get a pass, that's gone completely. Is there, everything will now be banked onto this final exam, which, if people pointed out, is completely different to the areas that were covered on Saturday. But is there any other solution, Alan?
The main thing that I can see is, one, you could offer people the choice of what they've given us there, or to get, if you did get it finished, to get that graded, alternatively failing that, to give us the 100% first for the time we put into it and kind of everything that we've gone through on it so far, which would set us up, obviously. The difference is, if you get, with the out of the 15% that exam was worth, if you'd got 15 in that, you'd only need, say, 42% in the summer to pass overall.
Okay.
So the difference now, we all need 50%. Which might benefit a few people, but I'd say the majority of people kind of going into it would be hoping they've done better than that.
Okay. Dermot, stay there if you would, Al. Dermot Hegarty is well-known president of Griffith College in Dublin. Dermot, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. You're listening to this. What hat are you wearing, Dermot? Are you wearing
Good question. Thank you. First of all, I'm a former member of council of the Institute of Chartered Accountants.
Okay.
I'm also taught about 2,000 Chartered Accountancy students over the years.
Wow.
And that was, in fact, the original. That's where Griffith College started. There is a solution to this problem. One thing I would say to you, and I'd say this to the Institute, something that a former president said to me many years ago. He said, it's not what happens to you in life that matters, it's how you deal with it.
Okay.
And in this instance, look, this has happened, and blaming is not going to solve it.
Okay.
But the question for the Institute is now how they deal with it. And the approach I think that should be adopted is what's called the no detriment policy.
Mm.
The no detriment policy is effectively says, if a student loses out as a result of procedures or processes introduced specifically to deal with COVID, okay, if a student is disadvantaged, then that has to be reversed. In other words, no student should be disadvantaged as a result of these processes. You've already pointed out well in the programme that student who performs particularly well in the financial reporting will lose out because they would have hoped to get a high mark in that and are now losing that. You've also pointed out that, in fact, people who are, I think somebody said, kicked out, who would say locked out of the exam, weren't able to perform to their best. And not to mention the whole emotional pressure. Now, the solution... I should mention financial reporting is a subject which it's a computational subject, whereas other subjects would be narrative.
Okay.
And students, accountancy students, tend to perform better in computations on computational papers.
Yeah, yeah.
So that paper many would have expected to perform well on.
Yeah.
The solution is, in fact, a combination of things. It's certainly not to say, we're disregarding this exam. It may be to rerun the entire exam. It may be that those students who did complete it, if they actually still have their electronic papers, that in fact they award marks to those who completed it.
Okay.
They give the people the option to do the repeat or not. But every student should be put in a position of no detriment. And that's the solution. If the Institute of Chartered Accountants is looking for guidance on this, I'd refer them to the QQI. QQI is Qualification and Quality Assurance Ireland. I would refer them to their website, and there's fairly detailed guidance on their website. I can send the link to you, Joe, mm-hmm. and you can put it up on your programme. But there's fairly detailed guidance on no detriment. And that is what needs to be put in place here. I certainly, you asked me what capacity I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as a fellow of the Institute of Chartered Accountants, as a former council member, and I have to say I'm disappointed with the response.
And as you're a well-known educator as well. But just in terms of their statement, one, they say we want to ensure that this unprecedented situation does not happen again, but that's fair enough. But for that reason, a decision has been taken to put aside the AR-FRP assessment and its contribution of 15% to the main exam for this year. There will be no resit of Saturday's AR-FRP assessment, and for 2021, the main FAE core sitting in August will represent 100% of the marks available. You're saying that's fundamentally wrong.
I'm saying that I didn't actually say fundamentally wrong, but it does a disservice to students who would have performed well in that subject, and many, many students would have, for the reason I explained earlier.
It's a
computational paper which accountants and students then perform better on the narrative. So, I think it was the wrong decision. I think that, in fact, it certainly does not observe the principles of no detriment. And the academic mm-hmm. community is now following those principles by saying, look, if there were special procedures adopted to cope with COVID, then they should not present the student as a disadvantage. The disadvantage, which has been clearly pointed out in your program already, mm-hmm. one, that people who performed well or would have performed well in that paper lose out because they would be bringing in more than 7.5 marks, probably out of 15, into their final assessment, and also those who were locked out of the exam for technical reasons will have lost out. The only way to be fair to them, in fact, and unfortunately, it's putting them under additional pressure. Yeah. But that's unfortunately the circumstance we find ourselves in. The only way to be fair to them is to give them the option to impeach.
And Dermot, there's so many courses online now of necessity. How's Griffith College done in the last 15 months or even longer? Because you have a fantastic reputation since you set it up, 30 years ago, 40 years ago at this stage?
Joe, I don't remember your first visit to Griffith College when you were actually working under Gay Byrne. Do you remember that?
I do.
And you ran a show from the college.
Yeah. And how are you managing during the pandemic?
Look, it's not easy. You know what I mean? I think we're very fortunate, and the students, in fact, are very understanding and very forgiving. Our staff have actually risen to the challenge. They have been superb, really superb.
Mm-hmm.
They've risen to the challenge of teaching online. I have to say that everybody is hoping that, in fact, we can get back to normal next September.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that there'll be more and more on campus. Look, we all make mistakes. And we're as capable, I suppose we've more experience, if you like, in terms of, we run a lot more examinations. And we've also tend, in fact, to have smaller numbers. We might have 100 different examinations, each one of them different. So smaller numbers would be involved. And you don't have the massive 1,200 sitting one exam. That the trouble is when something goes wrong there, it affects 1,200 people. So I can understand that it was a massive challenge to the Institute of Chartered Accountants. It's not what happened that matters. It's how they respond.
Okay, okay, well put. And again, we're getting a glimpse of distress, and they really are, but you'd know more than, they really are hardworking people who get a qualification. I want to know that my chartered accountant or any company's chartered accountant is trustworthy, reliable, verified and validated and competent at their job. So, and they do study extraordinarily hard and work and make sacrifices to become a chartered accountant. Okay, Dermot Hegarty, thanks indeed, Jim. Is president of Griffith College in Dublin, Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We're talking about the Chartered Accountants Ireland exam last Saturday, which was basically abandoned. It was part of the overall exams for the end of year, 15% of the marks. And you need 50%, by the way, to pass. And as we discovered, if you don't pass your exams, you'd probably lose your job. John Cairns, your son and grandson, godson.
Yes, Joe, good afternoon to you. John McKernan.
John McKernan. Okay, John, proceed.
And I'll tell you, Joe, it's an extremely unusual coincidence because I qualified in Belfast in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who trained me was Mr. Hegarty.
Okay, the previous caller. Okay.
The previous caller. Okay. And I haven't spoken to him in 40 years.
Okay.
So it was rather bizarre. Okay. And a fantastic educator he was in those days.
He has a great reputation. So, and tell us, well, what, when did you find out that Saturday?
Well,
I was here,
Joe, in Belfast on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
My son was logged on, and I was panicking, of course, in case something would happen with his internet connectivity. My godson, Sean, is about a mile and a half away from where we live in Belfast, and he also was presenting for this particular financial reporting module.
Yeah.
So I had two family members presenting, and the first thing was, At a point, maybe half an hour into the exam, Rory came out of the room and said, "Dad, there's a problem here."
Okay.
"Because I can't cut and paste."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Goodness, what does that mean?" And he says, "It means I'm having to type into a template
of
my answer, and it's taking a ferocious amount of time." Now, the stress that is on students in terms of trying to qualify and how competitive industry is, and how competitive professional exams are, it's completely and utterly diabolical and unacceptable that the Institute, with their reputation, should find themselves compromised in this way, that the fee income that they have from members, from member firms and from students is a very, very significant income stream. And that they can't find themselves to run a professional exam professionally.
Mm-hmm.
The impact on students, I mean, I don't know where Dermot's coming from in terms of his no detriment, because 10% or 20% of candidates manage to finish. What happens the other?
I know.
90%.
But he's saying that should be the intent, not just simply abandon it.
But a legal background might help with those matters. So well be his intent, but how do you put that into practice?
Yeah.
If you have the vast majority of people were unable to complete the exam.
Is there? Should CAI say, okay, anyone fails the exam this year, there will be no repeat fees?
No, the best thing would be to have a rerun of the exam and try to put everyone back into what you might call a level playing field. If you set the exam aside and redistribute the 85%, 85% over 100, clearly people who might be strong in that particular area are disadvantaged.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But Joe, the reality is that they should have learned their lesson already.
Yeah,
because it's quite clear from callers to your show today, and also from my own son's experience last year in the Cat 2, that they had problems before.
Yeah.
So they don't seem to have learned their lesson.
And John, how was your son and grandson afterwards on Saturday? When did they discover that it was all for naught?
Well, we're in the lockdown here in Belfast, my son and my godson, Sean, they went to a supermarket and they bought a disposable barbecue.
Okay.
And sausages.
Oh, good lads.
And they went to a park, and I think they came home about 5 o'clock the next morning.
Okay, safe and sound.
Oh, perfectly so, yes, okay. But they have what you might call a conventional exam blowout.
Exactly, okay.
Except this was a no exam blowout. Yeah,
exactly, I wouldn't begrudge it to them, given the stress they've been through.
Definitely not. It's very competitive, Joe.
I know it is.
Has anyone from the Institute called your show?
No, they sent us in a long statement. We've been answered. Sure. Okay, John McKernan.
McKernan.
Okay, John, good of me to mock. Good. Megan McGowan. Megan, you completed the exam, but what's happened?
Yeah, I was able to complete the exam, although I didn't have my copy and paste either.
Okay.
And I lost connection to the server for about 5 minutes because my time remaining was still going down.
Okay.
But it automatically just came back on, so I just continued on with the exam because I wanted to get it done.
And what's happened? Where is your... You completed the exam. You reckon you were disadvantaged because the connection dropped out on you to the server. Where did you say to them, where's my paper, or can I have feedback? Or?
Yeah, well, whenever we got the email last night saying that there would be no reset, and that it was an issue with the third-party partner, but it was no issue with their invigilation platform, I replied and requested my exam paper that I submitted back because I just wanted the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And the response I got this morning was, sorry, we no longer publish our exam papers. And that's all it said.
And can you...
So I'm not sure where our papers are, if they even have them or...
And are they a law unto themselves, Megan? Do you know? I should have asked John that. Like, is there an appeals body outside of Chartered Accountants Ireland?
No, I'm not sure. We were in that email last night from Chartered Accountants Ireland. We were just told that if we'd like to avail of the services of Chartered Accountants support, which includes confidential one-to-one listening support or counselling, that's where we've been sent.
And if you were, you won't hopefully, if you were to fail the exam overall, Megan, what does it mean for your career or prospects?
Well, my employer is very supportive and
great.
If we do feel we can reset and we get a lot of support on that side.
Brilliant.
Because
it's a very, very complex and skilled job. So hopefully, what do you think they should do?
I think people should be allowed to reset it because they've stated that there will be no reset in the interest of diagnosing the issues involved and ensuring that these do not reoccur. But we sat the exams last August 2020, we sat the CAP 2 exams, and people had these issues where they got kicked out again. And they were allowed to reset 2 weeks later.
Well, their statement on the stand, their statement says, we want to ensure that this unprecedented situation does not happen again.
Yeah, but this is actually now the second time that this has happened. And I know that there's CAP 1 and CAP 2 exams coming up now in May and June. And I don't have any confidence for August, so I don't know how they're feeling now for their exams coming up in the next couple of months.
And it is a heavy study regime, isn't it, Megan, as well as doing your job?
Yeah, well, we work full time, and then luckily enough, our employers give us study leave, but we have to bulk that up with our annual leave as well. So, I mean, there's a few days of annual leave we're taking last week for no reason.
I know. I'm about to get to one of them after the next break, but in terms of the study time, it is pretty intense.
Yeah, oh, it's very intense because okay. like you said, you know, it's your job is basically on the line, so you want to do as well as you can.
Well, your career,
and then whenever
it's
that's taken out of your control.
It's your career, like, as well. You want to be. Anyway, Megan McGowan, thanks indeed. I'll talk to Breda after this break. Joe at RT.ie. Thanks, Megan.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And the fiasco about an exam. Now, again, people say it's not the Leaving Cert, but it's 1,200 people. They haven't had a platform. And also, I think a lot of them are very brave coming forward because they are complaining about an organisation which could determine their career. Breda, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Your husband works full time, and he's paying, he's not doing working for one of the big four. So he pays for everything himself?
He does, yeah. He was sitting the exam on Saturday and had the exact same problem, but didn't realise until the evening time when the email came through that the exam was discarded. But Joe, he worked full time, so he took a week of his holiday leave at his own expense.
Wow.
And I'm a childminder, so he sat in the garden shed for a whole week from 6 o'clock in the morning studying for this exam on Saturday. I think it's appalling the way they've been treated.
Wow. And when did you realise it had gone belly up on Saturday, Breda?
Saturday afternoon he read his emails and realised that it was finished.
Yeah. And what, he's in a completely different job and he wants to become he wants to better himself.
Yeah, he went back to college. He does it online. He's 50 years of age.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And he works for a company in Dublin, but he got into the accounts department.
Brilliant.
And wanted to better himself and really worked hard. Like,
obviously made the sacrifices, put in the effort. And then
I just think it's appalling the way they've been treated. And, you know, an email to be sent out to say that something that you've put all your time and effort, and I can tell you, sacrificed his family life for it.
Yeah. And it's all for naught at this stage. And now I know education itself is worth it, but in terms of you need to get 50% to pass and become
but
a chartered.
But you can imagine, Joe, the stress. Happened last year. My husband lost 45 minutes of his exam because the same thing last year.
Okay, Breda, kind regards to you and your husband and encouragement. Rachel, what happened to you on Saturday? You sat the whole exam.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I sat the whole exam and then at the end of it, I was just cut off and I couldn't get in. I was kicked out and then I got the email then to say that it wasn't being accounted. And I just think it's terrible, like, and the lack of communication from the Institute as well. It's just terrible. You know, there's no accountability, and where you've no accountability, well, then how are you going to have any change? Mm-hmm. How do we know in August that there's going to be...
Did it happen before? They say it didn't.
Yeah. It did happen before, yeah. It happened last year. The same thing happened. I was sitting in my CAF 2s and I was booted out for 20 minutes. And I got back in and my paper counted, but I had friends who couldn't get back in and they had to repeat the exam 3 weeks later.
And by the way, is an exam that you do grinds for?
That's correct, yeah.
You do, okay, if you're able to, you could...
Yeah, if you have
that's
a choice
all,
to
that's
pay.
That's all money. That's
Sure, like, I went for grinds myself and sure, I paid for them and now I'm not going to be reimbursed for those. Sure, it was all for nothing because the exam is being discarded.
Okay, but your point about accountability is really important. Okay, Rachel, thanks indeed. Thanks to all our callers. Mark Dwyer on sound, Maeve Mooney is our broadcast coordinator, and Annette Egan, producer, and Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.